Dynamite, dynamite, dynamite. This is the Lawyer James Dynamite audio program. It is the absolute best audio content by a New York business attorney in both transactional and litigation practice areas, and it is helpful for all industries. Now here's today's episode. Hold up. One more thing before we get started. You can reach me online by visiting my website, thelawyerjames.com, thelawyerjames.com, thelawyerjames.com. You can call me at 212-500-1891. That's the office, 212-500-1891, 212-500-1891. You can contact me by email at james@thelawyerjames.com, james@thelawyerjames.com, james@thelawyerjames.com. Or by text message at 917-783-3153. Text message 917-783-3153. That's 917-783-3153. Today I want to talk to you about identify your goals. This is the next step or the next part of the litigation strategies podcast series. Identify your goals. That may seem a little nebulous or weird or unspecific. Well, that's because it furthers the point about identifying your goals. You need to figure out what your goals are to find out where you're going forward, what the next steps are, and things like that. And I'll give you a for instance here, all right? Now, I work with clients who have very different expectations, very different means, very different views of our disputes with other parties. They run the gamut, span the spectrum, and they're all over the map. And guess what? Sometimes they change as well. And so it's really an amoebic moving target. There's nothing wrong with being flexible after all. The key to mental health is being flexible, and flexibility is the key to mental health. That's what my father always says, or said years ago. I'm not sure if he says it now. I'll check in with him. But flexibility is the key to mental health. And if you take that and apply that through all aspects of your life, this isn't a life podcast, but it's a podcast about litigation strategies. It nevertheless applies to the litigation strategy component of life. So in terms of a litigation strategy, identify your goals. Now, do you want to destroy the other person? For me, that's not ever really a noteworthy goal, but it's sometimes a party's goal to annihilate someone else for what that adversary did to this person's business, did to this person's employees, did to this person's property, something like that. Complete annihilation at all costs and at all times becomes their life mission. To me, that's, you know, I'm gonna refrain from elaborating further on what I already said with regard to my view on that. But to the extent that it's a valid mission, a one that is not frivolous, one that raises legal issues, and one that needs to be litigated, and one that this party needs representation for, then let's do it. Now, there are some other nefarious characters that have contacted me before that have wanted to ruin exes and just for the sake of, you know, scorned lover and things like that. And those types of things are not very interesting to me. They're not very noteworthy, and it's something that I wouldn't work on. But let's assume that you do have a noteworthy goal. Sort of, what is that goal? Do you want to resolve it as quickly as possible and move on? Do you want to make amends with the person and join in partnership again and see if you can work together and, you know, sort of rechannel that energy from one that is destructive and adversarial to one that is more cohesive and mutually beneficial. Because that's the way that these relationships start out. There is potential for synergy. There is potential for growing. And what happens is something, there's an event that causes the relationship to deteriorate. And during that process, the relationship either irreparably deteriorates or it deteriorates and then it gets fixed. Now, this is kind of, so far it's fluffy. It's a lot of theory and not a lot of practicality. So let me get into some of the practical applications of what I'm talking about, because it will guide how the dispute runs its course. If you want to get rid of it, and if you want it to be behind you, and you'd like to move on, and you will pay a premium for that. And when I say pay a premium for that, it could be in terms of if you're getting sued for $100,000, and the party on the other side would generally have to prove its case to get that $100,000, and it could take 2 or 3 years to do that, and you would spend legal fees in defending it, and you know, the 2 or 3 years would be kind of taken away from your life, and the other party, you know, litigation fatigue would come into play. You know, I refer to these concepts that I raised in earlier podcast episodes. Then you might pay to get rid of that $100,000 headache $20,000 or $30,000. Or if the person on the other side has really nothing to lose and will only demand full payment, then you can either pay the $100,000 in this instance now, or you can wait and have to defend it, have to pay your lawyer's fees, have to deal with, you know, the headache of a lawsuit. And what's the, you know, what goes into your thinking of doing that? If you just want to delay and you can make more of the $100,000 now, is it a financial decision that you're making, right? What's your goal? Is your goal here strictly financial? Is that the only thing that you care about, to minimize your losses? Well, in some cases, it makes more sense to not pay and to litigate. If it's $100 million as opposed to $100,000, and it's going to cost you $200,000 to litigate the case over the course of 2 years, then you have every single financial incentive to not pay. Now, if your motive is not only financial, it's peace of mind, it's publicity. For instance, if you have, you know, this $100 million potential liability in a lawsuit and you're looking to raise $5 billion, then, you know, it'll freak out investors that you're embroiled in this $100 million litigation. So you might want to pay a premium to get rid of it. These goals are sort of endless. There are other goals, like I mentioned. You know, I have this example that I talk about in one or more of my books. It's definitely in the first book, which is The Business Edge, The Truth About Resolving Business Disputes. I have this one client who, you know, I've worked on cases that range from a few thousand to, you know, $100 million or more dollars in dispute. And this one was $2,500 in dispute. I couldn't believe that somebody wanted to pay my rates to work on it. And this client spent $29,000 in legal fees and said it would pay in open mediation when the client came in from California to New York. In open mediation, she said she'd rather pay my firm $100,000 than pay her adversary a penny. And so while I would love to have the fee, at that point, I was thinking, you know, this case has to resolve. It's $2,500 in dispute. I pulled her aside and I said, listen, why don't you go back to California, offer $1,500, or, you know, the other way around, offer $1,500, you're running a business, get back to running your business, and let's be done with this. She made the offer of $2,500 and the case, I'm sorry, made the offer of $1,500 and the case settled. You know, a lot of times also, and this is a good thing to raise at this point, the goals and the expectations and the wants from this, it's emotional. And when emotion comes into play, it's not a good situation for anybody. And when the emotions take over, irrational decisions are made, and it just gets very, very messy, and you sort of lose sight of what your goal is. And that's why it's very, very important to define the goal in an unemotional, very logical way. And you know what? It's not the worst thing in the world if it boils down to emotion. But know that if you get and make emotional decisions, you're going to get an emotional result, most likely, and you'll get something that will take you down a very emotional path. And sometimes, or I would say more often than not, it's better to keep emotions out of it and save your emotions for your loved ones and for things that aren't a business dispute. Because when emotions do get tied up in business disputes, it just gets messy. And keep the emotions out of it. Identify the goals from the outset. It's okay if they change, but identify them in an emotionless way or without taking into account the emotions, or identifying your emotions, acknowledging them, and then figuring out what the best course of action to take. Again, recognizing that it may change, but at least you have a goal to begin with, and you have a and that goal will be able to guide your path and inform how you're going to conduct the business dispute and the litigation as part of your litigation strategy.
You can reach me online by visiting my website, thelawyerjames.com, thelawyerjames.com, thelawyerjames.com. You can call me at 212-500-1891. That's the office, 212-500-1891, 212-500-1891. You can contact me by email at james@thelawyerjames.com, 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 or by text message at 917-783-3153. Text message 917-783-3153. That's 917-783-3153.